Congratulations, class of 2020. This is certainly a graduation that will go down in history books as one of the most challenging and disappointing, with widespread ceremony cancellations due to COVID-19. Before you let this milestone moment slip by, I encourage you to make the most of it by creating unique memories wherever you are celebrating. When I think back to my college graduation at the University of Florida, my biggest memories are not wanting to wear my graduation cap because I felt like it messed up my hair, being annoyed that I couldn't sit with my friends because we had to sit in alphabetical order, and also having a hard time finding my friends because everyone had to spend time with their families. I also don't remember walking across the stage and getting my diploma as much as I remember sitting through the long graduation ceremony and wishing it would be over so I could move on to the next thing. I share this with you to emphasize that it's human nature to always focus on what we don't have and what's next, even when what you have is sitting right in front of you. The pitch challenge today: be fully present in your graduation moment, whatever that looks like, and make a lasting memory celebrating your accomplishments and the people who have supported you in your achievements. When I look back on my graduation pictures, I don't have a lot of pictures with friends on that day because I couldn't find them. I don't have pictures of me walking across the stage receiving my diploma because it was too far away for my parents to get a good shot. And I never bought the official University of Florida picture, probably because I didn't think I could afford it or would never need it. I do have pictures with my parents, who were very proud of me and were the ones who supported me the most through college. Looking back now, I wish I would have been more present in that moment, especially now that my dad is no longer with us. As I look at that picture of him hugging me, he was so proud, and I was not really focused on him in that moment or my mother. My mind was somewhere else, worried about who wasn't there. So in a sense, it was like I wasn't there. My fellow graduates, it's okay to be upset about the fact that you are not having a physical graduation ceremony this spring. But remember that memories are simply what we make of them. Make your memories most memorable today by being fully present wherever you may be. The physical ceremony or event is not what makes you a graduate. It's the years of hard work and people who have helped you along the way get to this moment. Celebrate that today and create your own lasting memory that you will treasure years from now. What's interesting about your graduation is that you are not confined by someone else's event planning and structure today. Be creative and find your own way to commemorate your day.